Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The game is out there, and it's either play or get played.
I'm just in awe myself.
Ratings bonanza.
You are not serious people.
I love Christmas. You go to stores now, you don't see the word Christmas. It says Happy Holidays. I tell my wife, don't go to those stores.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Pretty good.
It is. We're closing it. We just talked about Susie. Merry Christmas Thursday. Susie's birthday. Chad Hartman, Lindsey Brown. Dave's off this week. We're only on for 2 days. A lot of people probably only working a couple days. A lot of people probably not even working today. So if you're listening, anytime you're listening, thank you so much. We're here until 3. Let's start with trust in the media. Trust in the media, should I properly say it? Lack of trust in the media. Heightened in this town for an extended period of time, in particular on the fraud story, and pending when you are paying attention to individuals, because I've brought this up a number of times recently, and we'll probably get a text or two today because of this topic. About time you talk about fraud. Well, again, we've talked about fraud for years on this show. Andy Luger on the show frequently, Joe Thompson on the show frequently, even of late. Who are some Republicans we've had on the show about it? Veteran Republicans, Tim Pawlenty, Kurt Dowd, Paul Gazelka, Lisa Damith, Kristen Robbins, Chris Maddow, a long list of Republicans on the show in the last couple months talking about it. You want to go back and podcast the show? You can find us talking about it in 21, 22, 23, 24. But because certain members of the audience don't like when I criticize Donald Trump, and I don't think he has any moral character, and I don't think he's fit to be president, I'll say that again. Oh, you're just a liberal. Nope. I'm willing to praise or criticize the other side, as I did frequently, saying Joe Biden for years wasn't equipped to be the president of the United States. So we will get texters to say, you won't cover that story when we've covered it repeatedly, including last week. I mean, I made the decision, me, no boss telling me to carry the press conference live. Then the Thursday, we talked about it for like 5 segments. Then Friday, we talked about it for like 5 more segments. So you have that premise. And a lot of people in this town, there are a lot of Republicans in this state who are going with something that works a lot with their base. It really does. Don't trust the media. The media hasn't been covering the story. First of all, if you just broad base all media, then can we just broad base all politicians? They're all the same. Like Tom Emmer and Ilhan Omar are the same. Give me a break. What one outlet is doing is not the same as another outlet. The success of Fox News compared to the lack of success of MSNBC. Same entity, cover the same stories incredibly differently. Very different. Then obviously there's straight news, right? Reporting, fact-based, and the debate on which facts you're picking and choosing versus opinion shows, which also have facts. I mean, me in particular, will absolutely give strong opinions. To say we don't do journalism on this show is silly because we have newsmakers on all the time. When I hear other hosts on the station say, well, we don't do journalism. Well, maybe you don't. But when we have on Joe Thompson and Andy Luger and different guests and stories and news and information is used by our news department and Kaylee breaks news, that's journalism, ladies and gentlemen. So there's a divide here. Now we get to the story of the last combining 60 minutes in 24 hours and I came up with 64. There. You can see how the mind is not working. The 60 minutes story. And how politically this has become the story of the last 18 hours or so when 60 Minutes is getting ready to cover another story on what has happened with the El Salvador prisons and when Trump was deporting individuals who he thought and all the individuals involved were some of the worst of the worst. And this had been advertised through all their platforms for days, absolutely days, on the brutal and torturous condition they endured. And all of a sudden, 60 Minutes out of nowhere says, story is not happening. The CBS program planning the other segment, Inside CECOT. The brief note said the broadcast lineup for tonight's 60 Minutes has been updated. Our report, Inside CECOT, will air in a future broadcast. And so a lot of us started going, if you're paying attention, what exactly is going on? Sharon Alfonsi, long time with 60 Minutes, said this. In a memo that quickly was released to other people, and she's very smart. She absolutely knew this was going to get out there and decided to go with it anyway because she was ticked off and she believed in what the story told. Part of what she wrote in this note that was obtained by numerous outlets. Our story was screened 5 times and cleared by both CBS attorneys and standards and practices. It is factually correct. In my view, pulling it now after every rigorous internal check has been met is not an editorial decision. It is a political decision. Let's also add to this, because I heard my friend Jordana Green uncertain if 60 Minutes had reached out to the White House. I love you, Jordana, but you've got to be kidding me. Of course they reached out to the White House. 60 Minutes is going to do this report. They're the leaders in this for decades, and they're not going to reach out to the White House. Come on. In the note, the team had requested comments from the White House, State Department, and Department of Homeland Security. As Sharon Alfonsi says, if the administration's refusal to participate becomes a valid reason to spike a story, we've effectively handed them a kill switch for any reporting they find inconvenient. That would crush journalism as we know it on an investigative side. If someone is investigating Tim Walz or Jacob Fry or a Cargill or WCC Radio or me or whatever it might be, if the entities or the individuals investigated don't respond and so then the story goes away? You've got to be kidding me. And so that's absurd. And 60 Minutes, no one is like 60 Minutes. You may think it was better with some of the legendary figures. You may think it leans left. You're obviously allowed to have those opinions. But when they do a report like this, It's not just Sharon on her own. It's producer after producer after producer. Standards and practices, lawyers are saying, okay, how do we have this story? How do we have it down cold? Because guess what? This guy is the president of the United States, Donald Trump. He likes to sue, and he likes to sue a lot. Then we get Barry Weiss, who is the individual who is now in charge of CBS News. And she was at the Times years ago, went on to her own, started the Free Press, which I consume, which initially started as an alternative to mainstream, and I'm all for that. I think if you're objective at all, you realize it is at minimum slightly right-leaning. By the way, no problem at all with that. You also realize that Barry Weiss has been very pro-Israel throughout the Gaza conflict. If you don't, then you're paying zero attention. You then have David Ellison and his father, Larry Ellison, who have stepped in and now own Paramount. Okay? Where do they lean politically? They lean right. And the president gets along very well, seemed to be very pleased. Guess what? All of a sudden, after the takeover, the purchase, who's on the show? Who's on 60 Minutes? Donald Trump. Great get. He hadn't appeared on 60 Minutes in a while. Nora O'Donnell. We talked about it at the time. Nora O'Donnell, who is pugnacious as a reporter should be. Unlike the 60 Minutes tradition, let Donald Trump just go on and on and on and didn't follow up. And again, if you think that was a mere coincidence, you're naive, in my opinion. Incredibly naive. Now, guess what the Ellisons are also trying to do? They're trying to stop Netflix from buying Warner Brothers. And among Warner Brothers entities is CNN. What does the President of the United States think of CNN? Fake news. We know all that. And the president would love, he's made it very clear, it's been reported that he loves CNN to fire some of the prominent people who've been critical of him. And the Ellisons are still trying to, in fact, he just today guaranteed the amount of money on his own. The Ellisons did. They want to usurp the Netflix purchase of Warner Brothers with the CNN involvement. And so you're telling me this is just a mere coincidence that Barry Weiss has been well aware of this story all week. She's been well aware of the story. They're leading up to it for weeks. She's very involved. She wants to put herself out. You know, they just had this sit down with Erica Kirk, the wife of Charlie Kirk, obviously. He was murdered, indefensible, awful. If you took joy in that, you're an awful person. By the way, was that Nora O'Donnell? Was that Major Garrett? Was that any Gail King? No, it was Barry Weiss. She enjoys being in front of the camera. So all of a sudden, something happened. And it wasn't what Barry Weiss said today. I don't know. We need to advance the story and the suggestions of Stephen Miller on there. Come on. Just, you know that something happened, some phone call or something took place. 60 Minutes doesn't promote this and have their teams work on this for weeks and weeks and weeks, where she is very involved with 60 Minutes. Trust me, I know this. And all of a sudden, 2 hours before it's going to run and nothing else out of the ordinary happened? Of course they called the White House. Of course they called the State Department. Of course they called Homeland Security. When she's saying, well, the Times did this, she's aware of what the Times had offered up weeks before. She was aware of what the 60 Minutes report said, too. So I don't buy for a second that there wasn't political influence. Was it Trump calling? I've not a clue. Was it the Ellisons? Not a clue. Was it her radar of who she works with and how she feels like 60 Minutes might be too left? Might be. But she decides it after they've been promoting it on TV and on social media. Something happened that day, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. So this leads just overall trust in the media. Because I started right away with many conservatives in this town, maybe, in fact, many independents in this town, feel like the fraud story hasn't been covered strong enough. Tim Walz has skated. I actually think there's been a lot of very good journalism on this story. Jason's point was excellent a couple weeks ago. A lot of times TV is just chasing what the Star Tribune puts out. Carol Levin, with our guy Lou Ragusa, excellent reporting. KSTP, excellent reporting. Fox 9, excellent reporting. When the New York Times had that big story about fraud, what was that, maybe a month ago or so? There was nothing new. There was zero. It was all what has been reported in this town. But conservatives don't feel like they're getting a fair shake. How do you feel about your trust in the media and what it needs to change for you where you feel like you have more trust in what's out there? Or are you accepting of the landscape that we have right now? That even you figured out how to divide opinion hosts, factual reporting, and even when you disagree with some reporting, you'll still pay attention to what they offer up. Do I think the Trib of late has been as vigorous as they should be on the Wall story? There have been some of those stories I've been dubious of. I'll admit it. Some of the numbers they report, I was like, are you kidding me? Really? So where are you at with trust in the media in light of these two giant story in our state and obviously what's happened nationally? I am now officially 11 minutes late in laying this out. So what do you want to say? I'd love feedback. I'd love calls and texts on trust in the media. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius right now. Wherever you stand in the media, wherever you stand on outlets you go to, you should drink plenty of water. I have water right here, Lindsay. Left hand holding up giant mug from my house, from the Kinetico water treatment system, their drinking system, because the water here stinks. And the water at my house, because I work with Aquarius Home Services, is fantastic. Aquarius, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. We are closing in on Christmas Eve and Christmas. Just finished up Hanukkah. A lot of celebrations, family coming over. You want to have the best water just to drink, to cook. You also want to have great water softener. You want to have your chilly room working the best it can. Aquarius will get that all done. And with the Kinetico system, you still can save up to 25%. Don't hesitate. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's jump in with your text. Talking about trust in the media. Being that the rat, I'm reading text here, 651-461-9226. Keep them coming. Let's see. Let me click this because we're getting a bunch coming in. I appreciate that. Being that the radical right-wing media, I'm just reading the text, parenthetically, Fox News, OAN, Alpha News, tons of others, is biased in order to deflect. The radical right wrongly say the mainstream media is biased. I consistently watch the news and the major networks, and if a Democrat does something wrong or ethical, it is covered. Okay. Do I think Fox News and all of it is radically right-wing? No. I think there is a variety of hosts on there who now have dramatically changed to morph into Trump MAGA. Compared to, let's say, years ago when it was Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly who would lead off the kind of primetime programming, they were conservatives, but also would criticize issues on the right. That just never happens anymore. They still have plenty of good reporting at Fox, but people consume the nighttime hosts more. Now, let's get to Alpha News. Alpha News is right-leaning, 100%. Alpha News has absolutely made an impact in this town, led by Liz Collin. She has great sourcing herself. She clearly is aided by her husband, Bob Kroll, and his police contacts. So has she broken stories? For sure. Does she pursue stories more against the left than the right? Indisputably. Do I think Liz is radical in her reporting? I don't. I think it's funny the cheap shots she takes here. I just scoff at them because there are times I will retweet what Liz does. I will acknowledge what she does. But she's lazy about this place, but whatever. I'll give you an example, Liz, when she recently, a video, she showed up at the attorney general's office, okay? And the attorney general was unavailable, and they said, don't expect an interview going forward. Liz, and she's completely allowed to do this, has crushed Keith Ellison on a regular basis. That's fine. If me or other entities within the media, when there's an opinion, a part of it, which Alpha News has, Alpha News does a lot of what we do here, where opinions and also facts are part of it, they do significantly more, let me be clear, investigative traditional reporting than we do on the show. But within our interviews, you get very good information. I'm not surprised if somebody I am highly, highly critical of doesn't come on the show. Liz did that for good theater, right? Do I go to it every day? Heck yeah. Do I go to ones that lean left every day? Yeah. OAN, radical, yeah. Yes, I agree with that. Cheryl Atkinson left CBS in 14. She was an award-winning journalist. CBS wasn't allowing her to do investigative reporting because her reporting may have put Democrats and liberals in a bad light. There are a lot of people who believe that. Listen, Bernie Goldberg, years and years ago, used to be a regular on the show. And in the book he wrote about the bias, and we used to go back and forth. There are times, do I look at traditional media outlets and where stories are placed and the follow-up on them? I'll give you an example of CNN yesterday. Is it Casey Hunt? Is it Casey or Cassie Hunt? I watch State of the Union. It's normally Dana Bash and Jake Tapper. It was not. She had Jamie Raskin on first, and then she had James Lankford on second. Raskin, a liberal Democrat. Lankford, a Republican and a righty. Her questioning was significantly harder on Lankford. It was. When I thought there was ample room to push back on Raskin, including one pretty significant fact that Raskin altered in response. So did I hear that and think, kind of interesting how there's not as much pushback? Yes. There is an enormous issue with trust in the media. We got a lot of texts. Let's stay with this a little bit longer because I went so long laying out the story. Lindsay's here. Dave's off for a couple days. We're only here Monday and Tuesday, probably like a lot of people. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll get to McCarthy before we're done this hour because you know we're going to get to the purple with Chipper at 2:05 also. Let's get to traffic and weather when we come back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's jump back into the text. A lot of good ones coming in. The litmus test for seeing a political institution in danger should be think how you would react if the opposite side politically was doing this. If you're Republican and Barack Obama was pulling this kind of stuff, you would be losing your mind. Not all Republicans would, but I think that is a very good point, and I think we see it all the time, the complete hypocrisy. I'm not asking politicians to not stay true to if you're liberal or conservative, but show some backbone. Show something, some political courage. You know, let's use Tom Emmer as an example, who is – to me, the most prominent Republican in this state, considering his role in Congress, the fact he ran for governor and as visible as he is. He has called out Tim Walz endlessly. Endlessly. More, go ahead. But when Donald Trump says repugnant, insulting things, that as a person who met Tom Emmer 40 years ago, I know without a hesitation he doesn't stand for that in any way. He looks the other way. Let me give you the other example. Joe Biden. You may have thought Joe Biden wasn't the same guy throughout the campaign. You may have been right on in that all along. But it was very clear early in the presidency, the guy who used to go on 17 talk shows on Sundays, was always available for media appearance, just wasn't there. He was invisible, and he clearly was deteriorating in front of our eyes. How many members of the administration, how many Democrats looked the other way when it was obvious? So the fraudulence is out there with too many people on both sides, and it's absurd. Among the texts, the Star Tribune's coverage of fraud has been embarrassing for them. I know there are a lot of people believe that. I thought the story a couple weeks ago with the number and lowering the number was absolutely wrong. But it's so funny because so much of the information on fraud that individuals on the right site, including just everyday voters, people listening right now, or politician, is from the Star Tribune. I'm not naive here. The Star Tribune editorial board, from the point of my life where I can remember it, has always leaned left. It has. Now, when you have the boss of the paper, who used to work in a prominent position within the Walz administration, I don't fault a soul for wondering. I still think when you have the long list of damn good reporters on the Star Tribune who I trust in their journalism, many of them you'll hear on this station, I don't believe that Steve Grove is saying yes, no, yes, no. But I get the perception. So much of this, the old cliche perception is reality. It is in many ways, and there's even more reporting coming out, that Barry Weiss, who's never been an editor in her life, okay, she's smart, she's a good writer, she hired talented people at the Free Press. When I see her interviewed, I'm impressed by her intellect for sure. She knew about this. She consumed it on Thursday. It was okayed and then spikes it that late. And I'm supposed to think that nothing happened. There was no other extraneous information, because when she's saying the story hadn't been advanced, she just realized that Saturday, not Thursday, or not when she was getting updates on the story, not buying it at all. Among the texts, so the White House lawyers made a call, not the first administration, not the last to do it. Stop the hyperventilating media. Okay, this person is trying to tell me that the White House made a call to a news outlet, and because of that, and I don't know that, but something clearly happened, in my opinion. I repeat, in my opinion. And you would be okay with a news outlet saying, okay, Joe Biden's White House called us, Barack Obama's White House call. How about Tim Walz? Is Tim Walz allowed his administration, not him in particular, but he hears some reporting from Steve Simpson in the morning, and he doesn't like how the fraud story is being played, so we got to spike it. If you listen to the show enough, you know that before Tim Walz became gubernatorial candidate, he was the congressman I interviewed the most. Because he was center-left, and I want to represent more of the middle. And then when he ran one Minnesota, hey, the first debate between Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson, the two people they agreed upon, myself and Blois Olson. Okay? Governor Walz has definitely, in my opinion, moved further to the left with the trifecta and other issues. And this show has called him out on some of the comments, like joking about whether the president, you know, they might get some good news when he wasn't on social media. And clearly, I've called him out repeatedly on fraud. And occasionally I get the text, well, you don't go hard enough on him because you want him on the show. Since he appeared on the show at the fair in 22 when he brought about 200 people there, he's been on the show once. Because the message has been clear. They're not exactly thrilled with some of my comments. So that's a part of it. But give me a break on that call. That's fine. Chad, thanks for coming to the 60 Minutes Story. I'm a longtime Walter Cronkite, CBS 60 Minutes watcher. I can't in good conscience continue with CBS. I switched to ABC, NBC for national local news. Unfortunately, I've given up 60 Minutes, which I just feel was my favorite show on network television. Well, they just did an interview the other day with Marjorie Taylor Greene. That was highly critical of the president. And if you're telling me that's just a mere coincidence, I'm not buying it. Let's see. Russian collusion, Biden family corruption, George Floyd trial corruption, a few examples of the massive media bias. Okay. Just go ahead and again read that Senate bipartisan report chaired by who? Oh, that's right. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. Okay. On what happened with Russia and the 2016 election, if you think nothing was there. George Floyd was covered extensively by straight traditional news outlets that ones lean right, one leans left. Clearly, Alpha News and the Fall of Minneapolis. Very popular. And that outlet is out there. To say because of that, that is case closed, not buying it, because I can also give you an endless amount of stories that have been pushed by the right that turned out to be absolutely nothing. So what's happened is we have so many platforms through social media and outlets to push where they stand on stories where people have decided to separate from balancing news and just want the echo chamber. You just want to be told, hey, my opinion is right, so I'll just keep going to the places where I hear my opinion is right. Please, do yourself a favor. Go consume a lot of information from sites maybe you normally don't read or watch or listen to, and maybe your opinion doesn't change, but it gives you more information, and you're better for it. Okay, plenty on that. Let's say this is all we get from J.J. McCarthy, and I'm not sure what's happened here in the last 40 minutes. Maybe Kevin O'Connell said something about it. I'll check about that. Let's say this is all you get from J.J. McCarthy. If you're the Vikings, what do you do next year as your starting quarterback and backup? If this is it, if the hand injury has ended him, because he breaks down a lot, that's very clear, what would you do at this spot for next year? Text me, 651-461-9226. I looked at the Twitter machine, Lindsay, and I looked at Seifert and Gesslin. I don't know what time KOC is meeting the media today, but it doesn't look like he's met them so far. Maybe it's all different because they play again on Thursday.
Sure, they skip some of those media availabilities to meet that demand.
I don't think so. I don't think they're allowed to do that. The NFL and media appearances,
Maybe there's a Marshawn clause. You never know.
I would be shocked. No, I'll guarantee you KOC is talking to the media today. But I see nothing so far today. So in one of the dullest football games I've ever watched in the entirety of my life, when I was doing multiple other, you know, I was ready, let's go, Vikings-Giants, let's see more McCarthy.
Jackson Dart.
Second series, I'm like, where's the laundry I need to fold? Let me start working on the stories for tomorrow. And then I'm like, will this ever end? But it's a victory, you know, momentum. I mean, if there's ever been a team winning a third consecutive game in a row with less momentum than the Vikings, tell me. But let's get to McCarthy because he's the story. He had some good throws yesterday. He had some good throws to Jefferson. He also had some inexplicable moments. This was not shades of, you know, the Packers game. It wasn't the, like, Falcons game early in the year. I wasn't
Lions
as,
game.
You know, Lions game. Well.
Was it the Lions game? Did that go well?
Yeah, he was good. When Detroit,
it was a handful.
Yeah. No, in the Detroit game, that he won, and he was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking right now about the games where he really looked inept. Now, KOC was acting like he was Marino-like, and maybe Fred Marino, but not Dan Marino, okay? But hand out again, and the whole durability thing with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I'm not saying he's faking anything. Let me say he faked his knee earlier. I didn't believe in the quiet benching and all this, but you got to play. But let's say he's done for the year. Is this enough for me to say, yep, we got him? Number one quarterback, J.J. McCarthy? No. Is it so inept where I was at, let's say, 3 weeks ago, where maybe they got to draft somebody high? No. They need to convince another Daniel Jones type. They had, where they offered the same money as the Colts, or one report said they've offered $1 million more to come here and say, you absolutely have a chance to win the job. Because Daniel Jones, no dummy, he looked and said, well, if they're not bringing Sam Darnold back,
right,
who was great last year, they want me, they're not going to give me a real chance. They're going to, it's JJ's to fail. Now, he failed, and he got hurt, so he would have come in. But they have to convince some veteran quarterback who's not Max Brosmer, okay? They have to get some guy next year, considering the talent they have on this team, who has a chance to compete with McCarthy, with McCarthy coming in as the favorite. You have to...
quite the special spot that you've constructed for us to hit,
because
Dad.
you can't lie. These folks have DirecTV. They have Google. They know KOC and his love of J.J. McCarthy. They know he's been in and out. This will be his third year, and you're getting close to the contract ending. But they have to find some veteran quarterback who's not Joe Flacco, by the way.
I was going to say, he does very well. He fits in well.
Who's not Y.A. Tittle, okay? Who is a viable person who can compete with McCarthy.
But you're kind of going off of, for lack of a better term, the reject pile, right? If you're going to go with an older quarterback, you're looking for somebody that's in a revitalization mode, aren't you?
Not old.
Older veteran.
Could be in their 20s still, early 30s.
What about like a Zach Wilson? Is that enough competitive juice to make you feel like
I would
it's
have liked to
JJ?
See him play more? And I think it's a little troubling that they just could have went to him in Miami, and they went to the third quarterback, right?
Right, exactly.
But that type of guy who was drafted high, like Darnold, hasn't played as much as Darnold, but maybe has a spot. I'd like him if he was a little bigger than 5'10", 140 pounds, too.
Sure. He's a smaller guy. And I'm looking at, like, the free agents that are available on the open market in the upcoming offseason. You could also look at players that are under contract. Speaking of short kings, I hear Kyler Murray's probably not long for the Arizona Cardinals. Is that too close of a switch? You think they're too similar?
To me, if you're going with Kyler Murray, you're saying it's been a good run, JJ.
Yeah.
While you're looking, let me get some texts. Go after Joe Burrow. Yep.
We love it.
And I would like Halle Berry, Cindy Crawford at the house. I would like them handing me the memberships to Pine Valley and Augusta National.
Nice?
I'm really hoping when I go home.
I wonder how much it would take. I think they'll let that simmer for another year before they really start looking at moving him.
Texas born out Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence. Both were amazing.
Did you see that game?
Their
that
first
Caleb
eight games of the league, and their fans thinking they had legs squirt, said nobody ever. Yeah, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has taken multiple years, longer than Caleb. Keep drafting quarterbacks, like Church says. Vikings just sign a medium-tier veteran quarterback in the offseason and have him ready. Well, you know, he's got to be good enough where you think he's got a chance to play and be effective. McCarthy should start next year. To expect him to figure out the quarterback position so soon is unrealistic, but injuries are very concerning. Okay, let's just get to that. We'll get more to Chip. It would be nice to see the guy get, you know, two more games. It'd be nice if he would have played healthy. So I'm not writing him off, but you cannot go into next year with Max Brosmer or another young kid as the backup. That's not viable when you have the talent on this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.